Can we ask him is about the fruits? Like Rashi says, She'ena mitzuyim b'yeis ha'shor, they're not around right now. So we ask him, like, do you want in the winter? Like, we ask him, do you want watermelon? And everybody knows in the winter they don't have it. So if he answers to the right question, the right way, about such things, then we see he's not a shaita, he has his mind with him, then this person, we have the right to write a get for him. Because again, we're talking about this person now who's married midiraisa. At the time when he got married, he was normal. Just later, he lost his power of speech. So therefore, the question is, does he still have his mind with him or not? So if we check him out, we ask him other questions, and we see according to his answers that he nods his head, that he's all there, then lamaisa, we have a right to write a get and give it to his wife. Yeah, then the Gemara says, Omar Rav Kana. Rav Kana says, Omar Rav, in the name of Rav, that cheresh she'yochol adab b'metrich haksav. A cheresh she means somebody that can't speak and can't hear. In other words, the person was once normal. He was born a normal person, and then later in life he became a cheresh, but right now he can't speak and he can't hear. But he could still write, she'yochol adab b'metrich haksav. He could still write down things to us. So he says he's still called the Bardas, and therefore, he has a right to give the get to his wife, even though when he first got married, he was a complete pekeach, and the kedushin was chal midiraisa. Rav Kana says he's still called the pekeach, and therefore he's still called the baradas. He could send the get to his wife now, even though now he's a cheresh, now he can't talk and can't hear. So Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yosef Gracie says, my kamash malon, what is your chiddush Rav Kana? Tanina, we learned like this in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, Nishtatek, if a person can't talk, so if he can make signals to us, we have a right to give a get to his wife. For Yomulah, Nichtav get Nishtacho, we ask him, if you want to give a get to your wife, V'irchim Brosh, and he shakes his head, so Boitkin Oysa Shleish Yepomim. Our Mishnah says, we check him out with three different type of questions, and Imamur, Alav, Lav, if the answers are no, no, V'alhein, Hein, yes, yes, Harayelu Yichtav, V'yitnu. We have a right to give the get to his wife. So we see, even though the person cannot talk now, but since he knows what he's talking about, like he could make movements, make signs to us, we can write a get for his wife. So for sure, if the guy himself could write down, for sure we have a right to give a get to his wife. So what feels kind of chiddush, treat this person still called the bardas. So Morris says, no, there's a big difference. Omaleri Abzera said back, Elaim Kamrit. And now, Mishnah, you want to tell me the case there is time the person can't talk. Shani Elam. Elam is different. Because in the Mishnah, we're talking about the person just lost his power of speech, but he can still hear. Since Lamaisi could hear, he's for sure there is called the Pekeach. Rav Kana's Chiddush is where the person now cannot hear and cannot talk. See, if he would have been born this way, that he cannot hear and he cannot talk, that's called the Cheresh Midiraisa. He doesn't have a bar, he's not a Bardas. He can't make Kinyana Midiraisa. But yes, since he was born normal, just later on he became a cheresh, this is Rav Kana's chiddush, that if he's still right to us, he's called enough of a bardas that he could give his wife a get. But Mashenka in the Mishnah's case is a regular Elaim, where just that he can't talk but he could hear, there's much better. The Tanya, because we learned like this. Alright, a turnover. Yeah, the Tanya, we learned like this. Meda bevienu shemeya, if somebody can talk but he cannot hear, zel cheresh. That's called a cheresh. Now again, this is not the regular cheresh that the Mishnah always says, cheresh shayt of a cotton. But that's talking about a person that's deaf and dumb, he's called like ein boy das. But here we're talking about a person that still has das, because he can hear, he just can't talk. No, he could talk, but he can't hear. What about shemeya v'yeni medab, a person that could hear, but he can't talk? Zel ilim, that's called an ilim. He can't talk. But ze harehin kepichim. Both of them are called like a pekeach. They're called the rayim for everything. So you see, a person that's an ilayim is called a bardas. That's pshana mishnah. Rav Kana though is talking about a person that can't hear and can't talk. That's different. Like if he would have been born that way, for sure he'd be called not a bardas. The question is, he was born normal and later became a cherish, a complete cherish. That's Rav Kana's chiddush, that as long as he could write, he's still called like a bardas. But here it says clearly, if a person could talk, or else he could hear, he's called like a pekeach, like a normal person. Now the Gemara asks, Umimai, how do we know the medam b'v'yenu shemeya zeh cheresh? How do we know somebody that could talk but can't hear, he's called the cheresh? And shemeya, somebody that could hear, v'yenu medam, that cannot talk, zeh ilim, that's called an ilim. The Pasuk says in Tehillim, panik cheresh le'yeshma, He's like a cheres that he cannot hear. Like an Elam that cannot not open up his mouth. So you see clearly, an Elam goes with opening up his mouth with talking, and a cheres goes with hearing. Another teretz is, could the army Yitzhak, like people say, Ishtaku Melilo, it was taken away, his power of speech, that goes upon an Elam. That's an Elam. Now, Omer Rabzeir said, E kashle, if I have any kash upon the Kanas Halacha, ho kashli, this is what's bothering me. The Tanya was not like this. The Pasuk in Vayikra says, Im lo yagid, if he does not say his Edus, Pratli Elam, this goes upon a person that cannot talk. Shayna Yochal Hagid, he cannot say his Edus. In other words, the Pasuk here is talking about a Shvuas Edus, that if somebody knows Edus, and he swears in Bezin that he does not know it, and later we find out about it, so he's chayav to bring a korban. That's only somebody, though, that could have spoken. But if the person is the Elam, he can't talk, he's not chayav of this korban. So the question is, amai, why? According to Rav Kana, somebody could write, he's called like a bar das, so as long as the person could write, he should also be able to say Edus. So why isn't he in this parsha that he held back his Edus? So the Gemara answers, Shani Edus. The halacha of Edus is different. True, even though he cannot talk and he cannot hear, still is called the Pekeach, according to Rav Kana. But the halacha of Edus is different. The Rachmon Om of the Torah says, Mi pihem v'lemi piksovim. Edus has to be from the mouth. Bezin has to hear it from the mouth and not from the ksav. On this mace we have a kasha. It says, halacha that kishem sheboit kin oisoi. Legitin, in the same way we check out this person that cannot talk, whether he really means it to give a get to his wife or not, the same thing we're checking out, for the business deals that he does, or else the presents that he give, and if he wants to say Edus, we have to check him out to see he knows what he's talking about, what is the Chura writing about, because the person can't talk, or else for a Pasha of Yerusha, Pasha means also to say Edus, who can Yarshin his property or not, or somebody else's property. Ketoni miyas, but a koponim, what does it say over here? Koponim, we learned, Edus, that this person has a right to say Edus. Since even though the guy cannot talk, still he could say his Edus. That means he could write down his Edus, or Tzakasha. So my answer is no, Amar Rav Yisrael Bar Min Yumi, Amar Rav Sheshes, be Edus Isha. We're talking about here Edus to tell over a wife that you know that her husband died. And this type of an Edus, the Akilu Bar Rabbanah, the Rabbanah will make it here. Just that Allah is the Rabbanah believed in Edechod, and the story is because Isha Daiko Mintzvah, the wife herself, checks it out carefully before she remarries to make sure it's true what happened. So therefore, also the Rabbanah will make her to believe Edus through a Ksav if he just writes it down, even though he can't talk. But for other Edus, we need good Edus. There the Pasuk says, Al Pi Shnayim Edim. We say Al Pi Shnayim Edim means that Bezin has to hear it from the mouth and not from the Ksav. But the Gemara is for Katoni Yerushais. It says the parasha of Yerushais. And Rashi says, Kosakot Aitzech Leheyid Al Yerusha Sherva Shodim Yama. That Yeredis is done with somebody who has a right to Yashin. So the Chur, that's a regular Edus. And still you have a right to write down this Edus. You see, you could write down Edus. So Marin says, no. Omer Rabavua Yerushas Benoi HaBechor. Here we're talking about the Yerusha of your own son. And Rashi says, My Yerushas Benoi Didei. Even though you have a Bechor that's supposed to get two portions of your Yerusha, and you want to make it know that all your sons get equal portions, so you could write it down. So that's not really called an Edus. It's just called you letting us know what you want. So Rashi says, because if you're not coming to change what would have been Midiraisa, so we don't need your Dibur altogether here. So we're talking about we have a Bechor. That really Midiraisa, if you want to set anything, the Bechor would receive two portions. But now that you're telling us your will is no, that he should get equal portions, you can do that. But I call upon him, it's not called Edus that you're saying in Bezdin. That's what here you have, we only want to know what you really mean. And therefore, it's okay if you write it down. Verse says, "Lo b'katoni mi'as." It also says, "L'masoyis l'matonis." Chur meant that you could be edim for somebody else's presence, or the fact you see somebody else doing business deals. So, my lav li'alma doesn't mean you could be an edim for the people. So, verse says, "Lo l'didei." It means you could be an edis for yourself. In other words, it doesn't really mean edis. just means you have a right to tell us that you really want to sell this, or you really want to buy it, or you really want to give it away for a present, and therefore you're called the Bar Das, and what you do is good. But again, not for Teres Eidus. Because whenever we have a Parsha of Eidus, the Pasuk says, Al Pi Shnayim Eidim, it has to be Peh, and not through itself. This Gemara says, Meitzvah, you have a Kasha now like this one of Kana. It says, Aloch HaCheresh, a person that's the Cheresh, that cannot talk and cannot hear, Loyholcha Boy Acher Mizaisov, V'yacha Kavitzaisov, V'yacha Ksav Yod, we do not go after his movements, or his signals, or after his Ksav Yod, even if he can write down, Elevim Metaltlin, only if he's selling his utensils. Avolev Gittin, not for Gittin. So here we see clearly, not like Rav Kana. Here we say, V'yachas Gittin, if the person, since at the beginning he was normal, so he got married Midiraisa. Lady became a cherish, he lost his power of speech, his power to hear. Even though he could still write down, he cannot give a get to his wife. So you see, we do not call him like a bardas. So Mar says, true tanoia, fancy machlekas tanoia, the tiny will not like this. Omer Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel said, Tanedavar Mamurim, when is this halacha said that a cherish cannot give a get to his wife? Only the cherish miyikroi, where he was like born a cherish. That's the case that he cannot give a get to his wife. Avo pikeach, but in the case where the person was first normal, then his cherish, and then he became a cherish, then he lost his power of speech, his power to hear. Who said he has a right to write down, vein chesmin, and they have a right to sign. This there would be a proof like Rav Kana, so the kids Rav Kana goes, like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Now the Gemara asks the question of the cherish mikro, the person was born a cherish, loy, that he cannot give his wife a get because he's not a bardas. He can't give a get. The husband has to be a bardas to give a get to his wife. So Mari asked the kasha, why? Kishem shukrenso b'remiza, kach metziv b'remiza. Amonishot, how did he get married in the first place? He's a cherish. Elamai, he got married through his signals midirabonin. So why can't he give his wife a get also midirabonin? So Mari says, true, he b'yishto yachanam, if his own wife is like a true, what you're saying. No, we're talking about over here, b'yavimto, it's his brother's wife. And what comes on, how's the case of your brother was a normal person. So your brother was married to his wife, Midiraisa. Then when your brother dies and they have no children, there's a mitzvah yibum. So if you're miyabim for yibum, you don't need das. Therefore, if you're miyabim, your brother's wife, she becomes your wife, Midiraisa. In such a case, here's the case, you cannot give your wife a get. Because since Midiraisa, you're married to her, and you're a cherish, you're allowed bar das, in such a case, the husband cannot give a get to his wife. Alright, we'll stop here. A little over. Holding off Ayin Aleph. We'll go over again a little bit. Ayin Aleph, Omer Aleph. Near the bottom. Meisvei. What's this Gemara again? Meisvei says, Cheresh, the Rabbana said, Locha by a Cheresh, Loi holchu boy, Acha b'mizoysov. That a person is a Cheresh, Pasha means he's like, he can't hear. He's a Cheresh. So Rabbana did not go after his b'mizoysov, Acha k'vitzoysov. After what the movements that he makes, the signs, the signals that he gives us. We do not go after even if he writes something down. Only if he wants to sell his utensils. For that we say it's alright. But not for Gittin. So who is the Kasha and Rav Kana? The Rav Kana Marav started off at the beginning and said that a Cheresh, Sheyochel Davim, Tzorich HaKsav, is Kais from the Reisning Get Lishtoi. Rav Kana started off to say that a person that's a Cheresh, that can't hear, if he writes down on a piece of paper, we listen to what he writes down. If he writes down to give his wife a get, we do that. And here it says, a cherish, we do not go after his ksav yodai. If he writes down and tells us to do something, we don't go after it. So it's a kasha to Rav Kana. So my answer is, really, I'll tell you tanoihi. Really, there's a machlekes tanoim. The tanya will run like this. Amr Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel said like this. That the medavar mamurim, when do we say that lochar is becherish meyikroi? Only if the person was born a cherish. A cherish means he's deaf and dumb. He can't hear and he can't talk. Avol bekeach. Let's say somebody was a bekeach, a normal person. Then it's cherish, and then he became a cherish. Then he can't hear. Is who kaysev? He has a right to write down vehein chaysman, and people could sign for him. In other words, that he could write a get, have a get written up. Even though right now he can't hear, but since he was the Bikeach at the beginning, so he has his das is good. The Rashi says, the Bikeach,
Shelomad lichtav midas telula. At first he was normal, so what he wrote was, oh, he knew how to write. So now if he writes down, it's okay. So, but the cheresh mikra loy. But we're saying what? If a person was born a cheresh, was deaf and dumb, then no, then a get cannot be given to his wife. So Mar asked the question, why not? So far we're answering Rav Kahn, it's a machlokes tanoim. So here it says, it's only said it is a cheresh mikroi, but if it's a bekeach, and then it became a cheresh, that's what we were talking about before, then it's okay, then we could have a get written for his wife. Therefore, this man the Yom holds like Rav Kahn holds like him. Now the Gemara is though, the cheresh mikroi, if the person was born like deaf and dumb, so loy, then he can't give a get to his wife. So Gemara asks, why not? The klal should be that kishem shekoytzav remiza, like how did this person get married? He got married midrabbanan, because midrabbanan a cheresh could get married. So therefore he made signs to us, signals, that he wants to get married. If so, kach motziv remiza, the same way when he gives his wife a get, should be the same way. A cheresh also midrabbanan can make signals to us that he wants to give her a get, and we could write up a get for him. So Mara says true. E be ishta, if we're talking about his own wife, the cheresh his own wife, hokinam is like a true. But hokinam mayaskin, what we're talking about over here, the avimtoi. Not his own wife, but his brother's wife. His brother died and is a mitzvah yibam right now. So Mara asks still, yavimtoi miman, who are we talking about? Who was his brother married to? Ilayim adin nofel leimi ochiv cheresh, if his brother was also a cheresh deaf and dumb. So if so, kishem shekinisos of remizo, the same way his brother also only got married midrabbonin. The kedushin also was only because he made signals to us. So if so, kachi tziyos of remizo. Even though now your brother died and you're miyabin, still it's all only midrabbonin, and you should still be able to give her a get for remizo. Elo yat to say the case is the noflo lei meyochet pikeach, where your brother was a pikeach. Your brother was a normal person. So therefore, his kedushin was a kedushin midiraisa. So now when your brother dies, the din yibum is midiraisa the din yibum is. So if so, here's the case that if you're a cheresh, you can't give her a get. The boyisem, another teretz says the erlam really did not lay me'ochet cheresh. No, it could be your brother was also a cheresh. Two brothers were a cheresh. Now, and your brother died, so really your brother was not married to his wife midiraisa. But the real cheresh can't get married midiraisa, he doesn't have das. It's only a kedusha midrabbanan. So the whole kedusha is only midrabbanan. So now when your brother died, you make yibba midrabbanan, and if you want to give her a get, really you should be able to give her a get. Sakamir, we say, no, you can't give her a get. I'll tell you over here, O gezeira ochiv cheresh, we make a gzera that in the case where your brother was the cheresh, maybe where your brother was the pekech, a normal person. Because in the case where your brother was a normal person, then your brother got married midiraisa. And when your brother dies, the zika is false to you midiraisa. So therefore, you cannot give her a get. So even in the case where your brother was the cheresh, that the kedusha was only midirabonin. So really now you should be able to give her a get. We're making zero though that you cannot give her a get, also in a case where your brother was a normal, healthy person. So what says the Yochi is so, Ishtanami, why don't we make zero on his own wife to say he can't give his wife a get? So Mara says no. Yavimta be Yavimta Michlafa. There's a difference where the Yavama comes from. Yavama means she was your brother's wife. So we have to make zero. Sometimes your brother was normal. So if you're going to let you give a get when your brother is not normal, other people give a get when he's normal also. But ishtu b'yavimta le'michlefa. But that you don't make a gzera though, about his own wife. As if the person right now was born a cheresh. So he was born a cheresh, that means he never had das. So his wife can never be a wife midiraisa. It's only midirabonah that he could get married. Therefore, by his own wife, for sure, we let him give a get. We only make exera upon his brother's wife. Because his brother's wife, there it's possible that maybe his brother was a healthy, normal person, and therefore the Gedushim was Chal Midiraisa. So in that case, where his brother was married to his wife Midiraisa, when the brother dies, now Midiraisa, his wife, falls to the brother that's alive, even though he's a cheresh. So the Zik is Midiraisa. And if they get married, they make Yibum, he's married to a Midiraisa. So now he cannot give her a get. Because since the husband is a cheresh, A cheresh doesn't have das, he cannot give his wife a get. Therefore, we make zeres by yivama, you can never give her a get. Now the Gemara asks the question, is that true? O mi gazrina and cheresh ot bekeach? Do we make such a gzera, a cheresh, that even though your brother was a cheresh, you cannot give his wife a get? Ot, where your brother was a bekeach, do we make such a gzera?